And an awesome good morning to all of you out there. Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. And I've got nothing on my screen except what you see in the picture today. This will be a very quick and short broadcast, at least I think it will be. But I was thinking back many, many years this morning, because last night I got notification that my first shot will be taken today. In fact, this afternoon. I'm even wearing a short sleeve shirt so we don't have to roll up too far to get the... And I started thinking back, because there's been so much apprehension, worry, concern, doubt, what have you, as to the vaccine that has been made available to us to deal with and counteract the COVID virus. And again, I started thinking back, because I'm part of the baby boomer generation, having been born back in 1954. So that qualifies me as having lived in two centuries. I love saying that, because not everybody will be able to say that they lived in two centuries, let alone maybe three. It depends on how long one actually lives. But where I'm going with that is that back in the early days of my life, when I was small, I remember having to go with my parents to school, and everybody lined up. There was a big line outside, and we would process through the gymnasium, and they would give us a little cup with something in it, and we took it, and out we went. Well, it was back in those days that we lived in the days of the smallpox vaccination and the TB tetanus and polio, and all sorts of wonderful things had been developed to help my generation and those that would follow to not have to encounter those diseases, those hardships that come in life. And as I progressed through my life, I realized that some people in the succeeding generations, when they had their kids, were actually very hesitant about getting their kids shots and vaccines and whatnot, because new information had been developing as to whether these things were safe or not safe, and who knows. Well, knock wood, almost 67 years later, I'm still here. I've had some ups and downs health-wise, but didn't get smallpox, didn't get TB typhoid, didn't get polio, didn't get... So today is the day of the shot. And again, there's a lot of apprehensions out there. I've seen some of my classmates from my earlier days posting on Facebook, got my first shot, you know, and then they're talking about the second one that's coming and what the ramifications of that one is, because it's been alluded that the second one kind of causes you some discomfort after you've had it, and it may last a day, may last 2 days. But all in all, that's where we're at right now, the vaccine for the COVID. And yes, there are mutations of the COVID happening, but that's the one thing about our life and our existence, is that there is always going to be something around the corner for us to prepare for, and we just need to be ready for it. So, are you ready for it? Have you gotten your shot? Are you going to get your shot? Are you pondering whether you're going to get your shot? Are your kids going to get the shot? Have they had the other vaccinations that are out there in life to deal with those things that scientists discovered the cures for many, many, many years ago? Hard to say. And I certainly am not pressuring anybody one way or another to go one way or another. I'm just pointing out some basic information and some facts, because perhaps you've been pondering and thinking about all of this as well. Maybe you've been nervous, apprehensive, downright scared, wondering what is next. Well, again, today is what we have. Yesterday ended last night, and tomorrow is a promissory note. So make the most of today. And do it with intention. Be intentional. Go out and serve somebody. That's kind of what we were basically put here for. Servant leadership. And yes, servant leadership goes back several thousand years ago when somebody came and said, I did not come here to be served. I came to serve. So that's my message. Take it with a grain of salt or a vaccination. Until next time, this is Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. The road to your destiny is right there in front of you, waiting for you to take that first step. All the best. Bye-bye.